大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是 Larry， 欢迎大家加入我们的全新的 QQ 群90127292，下载更多的英语学习资料。今天呢，我们的课程是托福听力课，我们请到的嘉宾老师是来自 UEI 学校的壮壮老师。老师好。
Hello everybody, and I'm very surprised that your QQ group has already been filled up.
And it's full of 2,000 people actually.
My goodness. 看来这个人民学习外语的热情哈，值得让我们好好工作。Today we will start with a conversation between a student and a professor. Usually when a student talks to a professor, what would be possible purposes?你觉得这个上课哈，在学校里边一个学生如果要是去见大学的这个教授的话，经常来讲他都是因为一些什么事儿呢？
课后问问题。
对，就是澄清知识点，这是一个。
之前在托福听力中也出现过讨论组内的矛盾。
对，而且呢有的时候他会就作业呀、考试成绩呀、写作业这个写论文的具体的一些不清楚的地方啊，都去问老师。所以这次呢也不例外。那我们这样先把这个听力放一遍。
Listen to a conversation between a student and a professor.
Hi, I was wondering if I could talk with you about the assignment in the film theory class?
Of course, Jill.
It seems that pretty much everyone else in the class gets what they're supposed to be doing, but I'm not so sure.
Well, the class is for students who are really serious about film. You must have taken film courses before.
Yeah, in high school. Film appreciation?
I wouldn't think that'd be enough. Did you concentrate mainly on form or content?
Oh, definitely content. We'd watch, say, Lord of the Flies, and then discuss it.
Oh, that approach, treating film as literature, ignoring what makes it unique?
I liked it, though.
Sure, but that kind of class. Well, I'm not surprised you're feeling a little lost. You know, we have two introductory courses that are supposed to be taken before you get to my course. One in film art, techniques, technical stuff,and another in film history. So students in the class you're in should be pretty far along in film studies. In fact, usually the system blocks anyone trying to sign up for a class they shouldn't be taking, who hasn't taken the courses you're required to do first as prerequisites.
Well, I did have a problem with that, but I discussed it with one of your office staff, and she gave me permission.
Of course. No matter how many times I tell them.They just keep on... Well, for your own good, I'd really suggest dropping back and starting at the usual place.
Yes, but I've already been in this class for 4 weeks. I'd hate to just drop it now, especially since I find it so different, so interesting.
I guess so. Frankly, I can't believe you've lasted this long. These are pretty in-depth theories we've been discussing, and you've been doing okay so far, I guess. But still...The program's been designed to progress through certain stages. Like any other professional training, we build on previous knowledge.
Then maybe you could recommend some extra reading I can do to catch up?
Well, are you intending to study film as your main concentration?
No, I'm just interested. I'm actually in marketing, but there seems to be a connection.
Oh, well, in that case, if you're taking the course just out of interest...I mean, I'd still highly recommend signing up for the introductory courses at some point. But in the meantime, there's no harm, I guess, in trying to keep up with this class. The interest is clearly there. Instead of any extra reading just now, though, you could view some of the old introductory lectures. We have them on video. That'd give you a better handle on the subject. It's still a pretty tall order, andWe'll be moving right along, so you'll really need to stay on top of it.
Okay, I've been warned. Now, could I tell you about my idea for the assignment?
好的，那这一段三分钟的录音就放给大家听完了。
好，我们接下来呢，来看一下这里边你听懂了多少哈。首先呢，这个the two people talk about an assignment in film theory class. 这是一个电影理论的课。 啊，还挺有意思的。这个 assignment 是留作业时候常用的词，常知的这个常用的词，咱们同学来讲就知道 homework。
homework。
其实 assignment 什么 paper 什么 project 这几个词也通常就是作业的意思。
特别是在大学里面，这个作业就用这个 assignment。
对，那我跟 Larry 老师呢，我们两个可以分角色，再给大家慢慢的念一遍。
我们一边念一边来解释一下。
对，
好，
好，
那我来扮演这个学生 student。
我来扮演 professor。
Okay, so professor, I was wondering if I could talk with you about the assignment in the film theory class.
Of course, Jill.
It seems that pretty much everyone else in the class get what they are supposed to be doing, but I'm not so sure.
好，这里边我就提醒大家用一个词，就是那个 get 啊 ，get what they are supposed to be doing。这个 get 呢，其实就是明白的意思啊，就是 understand。比如说have you got it? 其实它除了说你拿没拿到这个东西，还有一层意思，就是你明白了没有。再来呢，他就说呢they are supposed to be doing, be supposed to do, 啊，中文我们就说是
should do,
应该的意思。但是英文呢，他又不说 should do, 他就说的话 somebody is supposed to do something, 也就是人家期望这个人要做什么事儿。那我举一个例子哈，比如说每天都要上传广播的这个听力资料，那这个情况呢就是 every day the worker is supposed to uploadlearning materials.
Yes, everyday Larry, that's me, Larry is supposed to upload the learning materials.
对，那这时候就是说呢，他应该去做，但是更重要的强调的是人家对于 Larry 的这个期望是他去做这事儿。
而 should 呢，而另外一个词表示应该的 should 其实就是主动的一个情况啊。
对，比如说 Larry should upload learning materials for the listening, 哈，那就是说他应该去，是他自己主观他觉得应该去。
没错。
哈，不是特别强调别人认为他应该怎样。好，那我们接下来呢继续来看这个课文里边。
Well, the class is for students who are really serious about film. You must have taken film courses before.
Yeah, in high school, film appreciation.
好，这里边呢提到了就是 be serious about, 也就是要认真学，正儿八经的学，而不是说学着玩儿。他说people, students who are really serious about film, 那修这个课的人其实是那些真正有致力于研究电影的这样的人意愿的人。
他们对电影特别的严谨考究啊。
对。然后呢这个老师就说的话呢，你以前一定是上过修过这种相关的电影课程咯。学生说的话我上的是 film appreciation, 这是什么课呀？
Film appreciation,film 是电影嘛， appreciation 是欣赏，那么连在一块儿顾名思义就是电影欣赏或者是影评。
对啊，就是欣赏电影呗，对吧？找出来这一个时期啊，什么导演的代表作，然后大家来点评啊，分析他的风格等等。
Film appreciation。
然后接着啊，教授说，I wouldn't think that would be enough. Did you concentrate mainly on form or content?
Here we see concentrate on.
你主要关注的是什么呢？是 form or content？ 这是什么东西啊？
form or content, 两个对立的一个，两个对立的词。
也就是你关注的是电影的内容呢，还是它的形式呢？是吧
？Form 就是形式，
形式，
内容就是 content。
老师又说呢，这个 film appreciation 这个还是不够的，是吧 ？If you are really serious about films, just taking film appreciation course that wouldn't be enough. 好，然后呢，学生呢继续回答。
Oh, definitely content.他说哦，一定是这个内容了，他希望学习一些内容的东西。We'd watch, say, Lord of the Flies, and then discuss it.
好，这里边有一个不错的用法，就是 say。好，他说我们看啊，比如 Lord of the Flies 这部片子，他不用 for example, 他就说 say, 这就是一种举例子的时候常用的方式。
英国人、美国人、当地人说话地道的说法就是 say 什么什么，一般你 其实就是和 well, you know, 是一个意思。
对。
对吧，
就是用于举例子而又不是特别正儿八经的哈，口语用 say 用的多。
当你想不起来或者说要想一想接下来要说什么的时候，说 say, 给自己几秒钟想一想，然后再说一下你的例子。
好，那我举一个中文的句子哈 ，Larry， 你来试一下。
嗯。
我早餐吃的很随便，比如面包、香肠之类的。
I randomly choose my breakfast.
Say.
Say bread.
嗯哼 ，and sausage.
Sausage.
完事儿了。这就是这个 say， 明白吧？就是随便吃点。好，那你说的还比较严肃。如果是再口语化一点呢，他可以说 I just grabbed something for my breakfast. Say bread. Sausage.
So the word say here means, for example, well, like something like this.
没错。好，继续呢，咱们再来看。Oh, that approach, treating film as literature, ignoring what makes it unique.
这有个词大家可能会听到以后有点听不懂，就是 well, that approach 不是中文的意思不就是那个逼近一个事物吗？
对，那你说的是它的动词的意思，其实转换成名词的意思就是当你去接近一个事情的时候，你要采取一个方法，这个 approach 就是那个方法。
Approach 有方法的意思。
对。
OK, 我们这句话再来重新听一遍啊。Oh, that approach, treating film as literature, ignoring what makes it unique.
也就是说你把电影当做什么了，当做 literature, treat something as something else.
把什么当做什么，把 A 当做 B,
对，
就是 treat A as B.
然后呢你又不去探讨是什么东西使得这部片子与众不同啊 ignoring what makes it unique.
Ignore 就是忽视的意思，你不去探讨你去忽视它就是 ignore。好，接下来学生就说 I like it though.
Sure, but that kind of class, well, I'm not surprised you are feeling a little lost. You know, we have two introductory courses that are supposed to be taken before you get to my course. One in film art techniques, technical stuff, and another in film history. So students in the class you are in should be pretty far along in film studies. In fact, usually the system blocks anyone trying to sign up for a class they shouldn't be taking. And who hasn't taken the courses you are required to do first as prerequisites.
停，最后一个词。
Prerequisites.
最后一个词 prerequisites。
好，这个词呢，如果是我先让大家拼写，然后再看就比较方便了。
那您多读几遍，大家尝试着把它拼出来吧。
Prerequisites。好，我给大家拼一下 ：prerequisites。好，中间有一节词是 requisites 啊，就是 require 那一部分 ，requi 啊，它是有要求的意思。pre 呢？这个是之前还是之后啊？
pre 就是事先的意思，所以我们有 prevent 事先预防这个意思啊，所以 pre 就是事先的意思。
好，那 prerequisite 就是先修课程，就是你上这一课之前你需要先修一些什么课程，所以这里边老师就说了，对吧，你光在高中的时候去听了电影欣赏课，这是远远不够的，而上这个班的学生啊，你所在的这个班级呢，经常上我的课之前他就已经修了两门 introductory courses, 也就是初级的入门级课程，然后他说一门呢 one in film art techniques technical stuff,那这里面 technique 和 technical 有什么区别呢？ Larry, 你清楚吗？
technique 和 technical, technique 是一个名词，而 technical
形容词，
它是形容词，所以后面加了一个 stuff, technical stuff。
好，其实 technique 呢，它是方法的意思。比如说，你那个做一个事情和采取的方法，那个叫 technique。
technique 记得重音在后面 ，technique。而另外一个词 technical,
这是技术
technical,
那跟 technical 对应的名词技术你觉得是哪个词啊？
technology,
对了，这是 technology, 啊，那 technique 呢，强调一下它的拼法 T-E-C-H-N-I-Q-U-E,
technique, 记得重音放在后面。
对了，这个是方法的意思。所以老师说呢，之前大家修的两门基础课程之中，第一门呢是关于电影艺术方法和一些技术性的内容，另外一部呢是电影的历史。然后他说呢，你所在的班级已经学习这个电影方面的知识，已经学了有相当多了啊，远远不是就停留在一个电影故事内容的欣赏上啊。而如果这个体系，上大学修的一个体系，你要是没修某些课，你是不可以跳着跳级就进到我的班的。是吧？所以呢，你要先修这种 prerequisite 先修课程。
嗯，其实大家在听力中啊，听到这么一个生词，我相信 90% 的同学都不知道 prerequisite 到底是什么意思。
嗯、
但是，往往在听力中，上下文中一定会给这么一个生词一个解释。这句话中呢，我们就说 ，the courses you are required to do first as prerequisites。那当你听到前面 the courses you are required to do first。其实就是
对了，对，就叫做先修课程。
其实这是一个听力的技巧，大家要记住啊。
接下来呢，学生又说 ，Larry，
Well, I did have a problem with that, but I discussed it with one of your office staff, and she gave me permission.
哦，原来呢，学生之所以能够跳级，是因为他跟办公室的一位你员工
你、哎、
对去说了，然后呢，这个 she 呢给予他准许了。Of course, no matter how many times I tell them, they just keep on. Well, for your own good, I really suggest dropping back and starting at the usual place.
Dropping back, what does that mean?
也就是你把这个课呢先停一下，是吧？还回到你该修的那个先修课程，一步一步的来。
I really suggest dropping back and starting at the usual place.
这里有一个 suggest, 意思就是建议的意思。那么 suggest 这个词呢？放在句子中，如果要建议某个事儿是个动词的话，一般用 doing 的形式 ，suggest doing, suggest going home, 建议你回家 ，suggest you know doing assignment, 建议做作业 ，suggest dropping back and starting at the usual place, 建议从头开始。
对了，然后呢，这个老师呢，教授呢，很显然他对于他同事的这种批准同学跳级的做法非常的不感冒，是吧？他说 ，No matter how many times I tell them, they just keep on 啊，还是会继续这个允许学生跳级，不太好。好，他说 ，For your own good， 为了你自己好，是吧？我还是建议你从头一步一步的来。学生说
，Yes, but I've already been in the class for 4 weeks.I would hate to just drop it now, especially since I find it so different, so interesting.
哦，其实这个学生还不太乐意，是吧？
嗯。
好，教授说 ，I guess so. Frankly, I can't believe you've lasted this long. These are pretty in-depth theories we've been discussing, and you've been doing okay so far, I guess. But still, the program's being designed to progress through certain stages.Like any other professional training, we build on previous knowledge. 好，老师说呢，坦白的讲，他也很吃惊啊，居然这个学生呢，坚持了4个星期了，因为他说这个课是理论性强还是实践性强的呀？
These are pretty in-depth theories.
嗯哼，所以是有深度的理论探讨。In-depth 两个单词，一个是 in。然后 hyphen 横线 depth d e p t h，
嗯，有深度的，
有深度的，
嗯。
然后呢，他说呢，我们需要循序渐进啊。英文是怎么用的呢？他说 ，like any other professional training, we build on previous knowledge， 也就是我们需要温故而知新，要在之前的基础之上啊，再去循序的建立你的这个专业的训练。啊，像人家用的这个词挺地道的。接下来学生呢，到底同意了没有呢
？Then the student says that maybe you could recommend some extra reading I can do to catch up.
好 ，catch up 的意思呢，就是追赶啊。可能你给我多开一些阅读的书单，我来去做阅读，把这些先修课程知识给补上。那教授同意了吗？Well, are you intending to study film as your main concentration?
教授也没说同意不同意，
嗯，
只是提出了一个问题，说，哎，这位同学啊，你是不是真的想要 把这个研究电影作为你主要的
专业
呢啊。
好，我们都知道 major 是专业的词，英文还有一个说法叫做 concentration。啊，就是集中注意力的那个 concentrate 那个词 ，main concentration 主修方向。Student 他怎么表示呢
？No, I'm just interested. I'm actually in marketing, but there seems to be a connection.
哦，你看这个学生，人家还不是主修电影哈，那他主修的是市场营销 marketing 啊，但是他觉得呢，这个和电影是有关系的。
Yep.
Oh, well, in that case, if you're taking the course just out of interest, I mean, I still highly recommend signing up for the introductory courses at some point. But in the meantime, there is no harm, I guess, in trying to keep up with this class. The interest is clearly there. Instead of any extra reading just now, though, you could view some of the old introductory lectures. We have them on video.That would give you a better handle on the subject. It's still a pretty tall order, and we will be moving right along, so you will really need to stay on top of that. 好，这里边呢有不少值得解释的一些的这个语言点哈。
嗯、
所以首先他说，如果仅仅是出于兴趣 ，out of interest， 好，然后他说我强烈建议，这里边用的是哪一个词呢？
强烈建议，刚才我们听到的是 highly recommend， 而不是 strongly recommend。
对，用 highly recommend
更地道一些啊。
对，然后老师说，我还是要强烈建议你呢，去某一个有机会的时间点再去修这个入门级课程。他说 at some point。就是在某一个时间点，不见得按照顺序先修了那些课再来上我的课啊，你可以后修那些课。
嗯哼。
然后呢，他说 ，In the meantime, there is no harm.
In the meantime, 就是与此同时 ，there is no harm.
啊，我这么做呢，也不会有什么坏处，就是让这个学生呢和这个课程呢保持同步，就继续修 ，keep up with this class.啊，然后他说呢，但是呢，不要通过这种课外阅读的方式啊。他建议学生呢去看往期讲座的录像。他说 ，We have them on video.
You could view some of the old introductory lectures. We have them on video.
That would give you a better handle on the subject. 啊，使你更加有利于能够透彻的了解这一个科目。但是呢，他说这也是一个很大的一个工程。It's still a pretty tall order.
A tall order.
你看这种英文词就是没什么生词，但是放一块你就是不认识啊。T-A-L-L, tall order.
Tall order.
就是那个个子很高的那个指令啊。
嗯。
也就是说这个任务还是很艰巨的。
高要求的。
嗯。And we will be moving right along. 啊，因为我们这个课呢还是会全速前进的。So, you will really need to stay on top of it. 这个也是很好的用法，就是你一定要保证你的这个进度，之前的这个知识能跟得上， stay on top of something.
居高临下的。
对，你不能说让这个事情呢牵着你的鼻子走，而是你要掌控全局。
没错。好，
这是这一段。
嗯哼。
接下来呢，学生说。
最后一句话。Okay, I've been warned. 啊，他知道了一点啊。Now, could I tell you about the idea for the assignment?
然后就完了，
结束了这段录音。
对，也就是说，学生和老师会继续再去谈论这个作业的事儿。所以，但这一大段到底说的什么事儿呢？这个老师和学生，他其实学生本来找老师的意图呢是问作业，可是呢，老师呢一看学生这个基础知识比较薄弱，所以呢转而建议他怎样去修相关课程了。
嗯，
好，所以呢这是整个这个谈话的一个框架。
嗯，大学生英语在线，欢迎您继续收听。刚才我和周正老师已经讲得非常的细致了，如果您还有一些听不明白听不清楚的地方，欢迎大家加入我们的 QQ 群，下载听力文本。我们的 QQ 群号码是9012-7292，再说一遍，是9012-7292，欢迎您的加入。
好，今天呢我们这一段讲座就到这里结束。
嗯，我们
下次再见。
拜拜。
给你一个机会，你最想得到什么东西？
汽车。Money。
豪宅。
漂亮女朋友，
芭比娃娃。
健康。
北京人民广播电台提醒您，关爱自己的健康才能带来长久的幸福。
Place on earth with you. Tell me all the things.